This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president's budget plan is going to come out sometime in the next couple of weeks. But of course, the way these things go, the strategic leaks have already started. So we're getting a sense of what's going to be in the thing and what isn't. The trend the past couple of years has been to have some small nugget, an olive branch, if you will, for politicians who are worried about the deficit. Not so this year, as Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington.
President Obama's most recent budget said we should address the deficit by reining in Social Security. Well, it seems that's gone. See, the deficit is not something Americans care about all the time. Carol Doherty tracks how interested voters are in the deficit for Pew.
It goes up in times when you see a great deal of attention to it.
And several groups have been trying to get us to pay attention to it. One of them is Fix the Debt, which keeps a close eye on the president's budget.
It's very symbolic, and it shows what the White House's priorities are.
That's Maya McGinnis. She's the president of Fix the Debt. And she says Americans care about the deficit when the numbers are really big.
The nation really woke up and started paying attention to the fiscal challenges when we hit trillion-dollar deficits around the economic crisis.
But a new forecast from the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, shows the deficit is down, and it's likely to stay down for a couple of years at least, which means deficit reduction probably won't be in vogue again for a while. Matt Slaughter is a professor at the Tuck School at Dartmouth.
For better or worse, Washington tends to focus on next election or next month, not next decade.
You see, the deficit can seem abstract, and Paul Light, a politics professor at NYU, says finding a solution to big deficits will never be popular because that would require
a sacrifice from everybody, and we're not in a sacrificing mood right now.
And that probably won't change for at least one election cycle, maybe two, depending on how much faith you put in the CBO's projections. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.